Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is the author of the best-selling book, Wheels of Injustice, Saving My Child from the Child Savers, a heart-tugging memoir about her crusade against an out-of-control child protection system that takes away her daughter and falsely accuses her husband of abuse. She's also the author of the book, Button Goes to School, which is part of a children's book series. But today, we are going to talk about how this journey to becoming an author propelled her in her Christian journey, and how it was truly the start of what God wanted her to do with her life, which is to start a publishing company called Soul Sunshine. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Miss Susan Gabriel. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here and to be able to share with you and your audience.
Yes, we're definitely excited to hear your story because there is a lot that has happened. You became an author because of an incident with your family, but then it didn't stay where you were just an author. You ultimately went into the publishing world, and all along the way, you say God was a part of this. What happened and how did we get here?
Sure, absolutely. I would love to. My husband and I went through a very traumatic experience after we'd only been married for 6 weeks. My daughter was taken away by the Department of Social Services, and they accused my husband of molesting her. They took her away. There was no investigation. They just took her. And they said, if I did not kick him out of the house, that I may never get my daughter back again. They put me in such an extremely difficult position. It was a very difficult decision. We talked it over with lawyers, with psychologists. I felt like we'd been dropped onto another planet. I always thought that the justice system was set up so that people were innocent until proven guilty, that they actually had to have proof of something. But I knew that what they were talking about was wrong. I said, what is the molestation? What did she describe? They wouldn't let me talk to her at all. They said, well, he tickled her. And I said, well, what do you mean? And I said, where? They said, oh, on the stomach and on the knee. And so I was completely confused, and I realized there was something weird going on, that, you know, they were trying to force me to kick my husband out and to allow them into my life to monitor everything that was going on in my life for no reason. There was nothing there. So we went through a horrendous experience. My husband was charged with a felony, and he has a good sense of humor. He called it felony tickling, but it was traumatic. And so we went to trial. Even after he was found not guilty, they decided to continue to prosecute me for failing to keep my daughter safe, to keep my daughter from being abused. Now, she was not abused, and that was determined by the court. So the fact that they continued to pursue it was just unreal to me. It was a nightmare. I got to the point where I told God I was not going to believe in him anymore. I had been praying and praying and praying to get out of the situation, and it just kept going on. So I told God, I said, I'm not going to believe in you anymore. You're going to have to prove to me that you exist, because I just can't see that you exist. I was really angry, very angry. Eventually, my husband and I kind of took out our frustration and anger by starting a nonprofit organization, because there were a lot of other people who were in the same situation. The child abuse laws at that time were not well written. They were very conducive to false accusations like ours. The Department of Social Services got more money depending on how many cases they had opened. So they had a lot of incentive to open new cases and not any incentive to close cases. So that was what we went through. And after I told God I wasn't going to believe in him anymore, he was going to have to prove it to me, I started getting kind of little whispers from God. He'd bring my attention to maybe some Bible verse that I'd memorized in Sunday school. And it was just perfect for whatever the situation was at that time. And I started feeling, you know, that there was something here, that God was actually speaking to me. And that took several months to years before I really started accepting the fact that God is real. He wants to lead me. He loves me. That last part was really hard for me to believe, but I finally eventually realized that he loved me. I won't go into any more detail in my book. I'd love people to pick it up and read it. I think many people have gotten a lot out of it. They have said it's changed their life. So I would love to, you know, encourage people who might be interested to pick up the book. That led me to start writing other things. So I started writing poetry. One of the poems I wrote was about a little dog I used to have named Button. That led me to take that little poem and turn it into a book. Now there is the book, Button Goes to School, and I have written other poems for new books in the series of Button. But the poetry started just really coming out at that time, and I've written probably 200 poems. And so I thought, well, that's really neat. I think I would like to have a book of poetry. And I would like to have each poem illustrated by a different artist. So I put out a post on Facebook asking for illustrators who might be interested in the project. Well, I ended up with ultimately about 140 illustrators who were interested. So I had this huge number of artists. I went through, you know, and found I had about 60 or 70 poems that I wanted to publish. So I was able to pick out about 60 or 70 artists out of that group that I gave them each poem to illustrate. During that process, I felt from God that he was telling me, pay attention to the process. The process here is the important part, not the end result, not the book, but this process. And I started becoming friends with some of these artists. They were Christians. The ones that I really clicked with were Christians. And we started talking about books and about their work and about my work. And I'd created this publishing company, Soul Sunshine, only to publish Wheels of Injustice. But then I realized maybe this was something that God wants me to do now. Maybe he wants me to pick this up and really make it into a true publishing company that works on other people's books as well. So through that, these few artists that I had become friends with were just thrilled that I had this idea. They loved the idea. They wanted to be involved. We created a team. I now have about six people on my team. One of them is a friend of mine, also who is a writer and an editor, and the rest of them are all artists. And it's just been a wonderful experience. We're still kind of at the beginning, so we're getting new clients in, and God has been bringing us clients. That's the really amazing thing. He brings us clients. He brought each one of the individuals who's on the team, he brought them to me, you know, during this process, but he's still bringing people to my team. The most recent situation is, I think, one of the most dramatic incidents, which I'd like to talk about a little bit. Well, this happened just 2 days ago, and I was contacted by a man who was an artist, and he had illustrated some books, but he'd just written a children's book and was looking for a publisher for the book. He sent me the story he wrote along with the story. He told me, he said, to be honest, I wrote it in less than an hour. I just started writing it and everything just came out. It was weird. So that was what he said. But I could see there was a lot of talent in the graphics that he had sent, that he'd drawn this picture of these two cats. And the story was about curiosity and encouragement, two cats, and they changed the world through love. I mean, it was obviously to me, the Holy Spirit was right in the middle of that one. So I knew there was something going on there that we really needed to publish that book. And I sent him a questionnaire so that we can get more information about what their goals are for publishing. I sent him the link to the form. And then after I sent it, I realized that I had made a mistake and I'd sent him the wrong form. Form that I had sent him was the one that I send to Christian memoir authors. So it asked some kind of, one might consider invasive questions. It asked, describe your most challenging or traumatic experience and describe your relationship with God. So, I mean, those are totally unrelated to writing a children's book. So I thought at this point he might just walk because he might think that we are weird and I'm being invasive in asking those questions. But he didn't. He actually answered the questions. And when I read the answers, I was just shocked. He said that the lowest point in his life was right now. He was living in his car. He'd just been laid off from his job. And he'd just been through a traumatic divorce. So I realized again, God is here. God is right in the middle of this one. And, but he had an offer from a church to park in their garage. He lives in Colorado, so a very cold climate, but he was at least able to be in their garage and they allowed him to use their bathroom facilities. So he'd been doing that for a week and then driving Instacart during the day to just get enough money for food and gas. And I sent his story to the rest of my team. I set up a group chat so that we could all get to know him a little bit better. On the side, I contacted the members of my team and I said, well, what do you think? You know, should we take on his project? And they all completely agreed. They all felt very comfortable with him and very good with working with him. So we thought, that's the easy part. The easy part is going to be getting his book published. No problem there. But the hard part, we wanted to help him. So, you know, he needed a roof over his head, full-time job. He needed to be able to get back on his feet. So, well, we did what we always do is we prayed. So we prayed for him. A few hours later, he wrote to us in a chat message that his former employer had just called and offered him his job back. Yeah. And then here's what he wrote. He said, today has been a very amazing day. This is a new beginning. Before it was just a pipe dream, but now it seems tangible. When I wrote the story, it was a higher power that came through me that day. So he knew too, that there was definitely something, some power, the Holy Spirit, who was leading him to write the story. It's a beautiful story about how curiosity and encouragement can change the world through love.
Yeah. And even through just your own obedience.
Yes.
You know, the ability that he had to reach out to you. If you had not been there, mm-hmm. would his story go out to the world?
Right. Yeah. Things would be completely different. I mean, his life is totally changed because of that connection that he was able to make with me and that where we were able to then make with him. So now I'm getting this tug in my heart from the Holy Spirit. Maybe he should be a member of our Soul Sunshine team.
Yeah.
And here's why I think so. About a week ago, I realized we had a hole really in our sales department. My team and I are all, we're pretty much introverts. So the sales part is a little bit harder for us. And I was noticing that other successful publishing companies seem to have a front man, someone who is out there, you know, really selling their services and explaining what they did, explaining the benefits. And I thought we need somebody like that. And I don't know where to find somebody like that. So God, you're going to have to bring this person. It turns out this artist is also a salesman. He has the job experience. He has an extroverted personality. He has some very interesting experiences. He used to be a stand-up comedian for about 5 years. You know, he's got that kind of personality that's going to be a very good speaker, I think, and a very good promoter. He's excited about the idea. My team and I are just really, we're still right in the beginning of this, but we're letting God be the one who leads us and we don't want to get out in front of him. But this is looking like this is where he's going to take us next.
Yeah, I love it. And I was going to ask you, what is next? And I mean, you just said it so beautifully. It's amazing how God intricately puts all the pieces together. So everyone can be blessed. I mean, it's an amazing story, Susan. And thank you so much for wanting to even share it with our audience. And thank you for your willingness to be obedient to what the Spirit is saying. You know, you were saying at the beginning when you were in that trial with your husband that, you know, you were saying, God, you know, I just don't want to believe anymore because of the hurt and the pain. But how wonderful God is. And those little whispers, as you say, came to you and reminded you of who he, you know, is and who you are in him. So just such a beautiful story. I know people want to learn more about you, Susan. How can they connect with you?
My company website, the publishing company is Soul Sunshine. And that's Soul, SoulSonshine.com. And we use sunshine as in the Son of God. May the Son of God shine on your soul today, for example. I have a personal website as well, just SusanLouiseGabriel.com. I write under the pen name of Susan Louise Gabriel. So if anyone's looking for me, that's how you can find me. I'm also on Facebook. I don't do much with Twitter or some of the others. I'm on Instagram, but I'm sure that our new salesperson is going to get us out there. So we're in more locations and we're more easily found.
Yeah. And your books, your new books are coming out soon too. Your new series. Yes. When can people expect those books?
Okay. I have a book written. It's still being illustrated. It's called Button's Best Christmas. I was trying to get it out before Christmas, but I didn't quite make it. I have another one that's called Button and the Carrot Thief. I may try to publish that one first because it's a kind of an Easter themed story that I think kids will enjoy. So those probably will be coming out in the next few months. Now, this man's story about curiosity and encouragement, we'll probably have that out within a month. So that it will be all of those books that are going to be coming out soon will be published on our website so that people will be able to see how they can go and there'll be links to buy them. Then we also have a couple of other authors now as well. We have an ABC book for children that will be coming out this month. And then we have another book for young adults about the time of Egypt and the time during the when Moses was bringing the children of Israel out from the Pharaoh and all of the plagues were happening. It's a really fascinating book. I love this book. I'm really happy that we're able to publish it. That one's going to be really good. And that should be coming out in the next month. So again, but you'll be able to see all of those books on the Soul Sunshine website and find the links there to go to purchase them.
Thank you for sharing that information, Susan. As we wrap up your interview, what is the one thing you feel like people should take away from your stories?
I love the phrase that one of my teammates had given me quite a while ago. He said, let love lead, which I love. I love that phrase because God is love. So if you're letting love lead, you're letting God lead.
Yeah, I love it. CWS audience, you have heard her. Don't give up on God. He has not given up you. You just never know where your story may lead. And look at Susan's life today. What a blessing. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.